Welcome back to the Voice of Middle-earth, an occasional radio program related to the literary works of J.R.R. Tolkien, the lore and magic he created, and music inspired by or emotionally related to Tolkien's material. Thank you for taking this journey. I'm Green Man Took, the Middle-earth persona of DJ Frederick, who believes that mystery and magic thrive within us every day in our confused modern world of the Fourth Age. Today we have a program of miscellaneous, Tolkien-related, Tolkien-inspired, and other types of music. So sit back, relax, close your eyes, or work hard at whatever you're doing, being present in the world. Going to start off with a tune by Dave McNabb. It's a wonderful piece called simply Frodo.
Thank you.
You're tuned to the voice of Middle-earth, music for your journey there and back again. And here is a current weather forecast for Middle-earth.
Good evening. Here is your weather forecast for the western region of Middle-earth, as produced by the Gondor Weather Bureau. At the moment, we have a storm brewing over the Bay of Belfalas. We're watching it quite closely, as it could drop a lot of rain on Gondor and the White Mountains during the next couple of days. Tonight, this leading edge of the system is going to bring light rain to Gondor. Elsewhere, it will be generally dry and particularly calm in Rûn. We're looking at an unusual southeasterly wind over the land for the next couple of days. It will be light to moderate in strength. On the sea, things will be quite different. It will really whip up around the storm. Now, I should mention that the volcano in Mordor, whose name we dare not pronounce, continues to erupt. It's spewing thick clouds of ash into the sky. I wouldn't fancy flying in Nazgul through that. It's giving us a general Mordor index of 7 for the next few days. Not very pleasant, I'm afraid. I'll come back to that in a moment. Turning now to the night sky, it's looking like quite a murky night in Gondor, less so in Rohan. The best opportunities to skywatch are for those of you west of the Misty Mountains or north of the Sea of Rune. Eärendil rises 9 hours and 5 minutes after Gondor noon. That's in the fourth hour after sunset in most places, and the moon is full. If you can see it for the clouds, it will shine brightly all night. Let's now look at the forecast for the south of the region. Tomorrow, we see the first real effects of this weather system on land. It will be a rather damp day in Gondor, with light rain gradually moving northwards. There will be quite a lot of hill fog. Over in Rohan and in Enidwaith, it will be dry and bright, but overcast for most of the day. Further north, towards Mirkwood and Hoenn, quite a warm day with sunny intervals. However, it's not going to be very pleasant. The Mordor index is very high. Unfortunately, this southeasterly breeze is carrying both the air from Mordor and all that ash from the volcano. You may well find some of it lands in the Rohan and Fangorn areas. You may want to bring your horses into shelter. Looking across Eriador now, tomorrow is looking like quite a bright, peaceful day with some cloud in the south, maybe a little light rain. The wind is blowing offshore just now, so the Linden area will be unusually dry, and we won't see any fog up the Gulf of Lune. Now, the visibility tomorrow will start out excellent in most places, considerably further than 5 leagues, but gradually becoming poorer as the day progresses, particularly in the south. The air is going to start out quite stable, not very much vertical movement, so there's no immediate risk of damage to flets, but these might need to be secured before the storm arrives. Now, the Shire won't see any of the rain until tomorrow evening. It's going to be a fair spring day there, good for drying laundry, but your hens won't be very happy, again with that wind blowing from the southeast. There is a slight risk of frost tonight, so you might want to cover any delicate crops. Turning now to the Dwarven Interests forecast, we're concerned at what the coming weather is going to do to water levels in the cave systems in the White Mountains. They're okay just now, but after the rain has fallen in the next couple of days, those water levels are going to rise quite markedly. The other cave systems are pretty dry at the moment. Water levels in the Misty Mountains will rise a little from the rain, but nothing really to worry about. The humidity levels are otherwise quite low, and the Blue Mountain caves are particularly dry just now, which could lead to a risk of collapse in places. So, if you are in the Blues, do keep your wits about you. Looking ahead to Monday, it's not very promising for Gondor as that storm really hits. It's going to bring quite a lot of rain to the region, and to the White Mountains in particular, and it'll be very windy too. Most of Eriador will be quite breezy, get a bit wet. On the other hand, Rhovanion is shielded from the storm by the Misty Mountains and will escape most of its effects. It will be generally dry there, and the wind's lighter. Thankfully, as the storm passes, it weakens, the wind will shift, and the pollution and ash will rain out. So we're expecting the Mordor index to fall quite sharply. After the storm has passed, we can expect a quiet few days. That's all from me for now. You can get more information or a detailed bulletin in Elvish or Dwarvish by pressing the red rune. Have a very good evening. Somewhere
Thank you. Thank you.
You just heard an extended suite of music by a musician who goes by the name of Sand Snowman. You just heard Arms of Oblivion, Liquid Labyrinths, and Elsewhere. This is the Voice of Middle-earth, and I'm Green Man Took, playing music for your journey there and back again. One of J.R.R. Tolkien's books that we will not be featuring on the broadcast is Smith of Wootton Major and Farmer Giles of Ham. But I do want to speak a little bit about these books. Each of the stories reflects Tolkien's effort to develop a mythology for England and his fascination with the fantastical. Smith of Wootton Major is a story about fairyland and the adventures of a mortal, Smith, who finds himself suddenly having access to the magical realm. It is an exploration of the elven and fairy world. Farmer Giles, on the other hand, is a comedic look at an unlikely hero who deals with a reluctant dragon. On the surface, the story seems little more than a funny child story, but it seems that there's more going on there. Tolkien more than once lamented that England didn't have a mythology to inform their history. This story is one attempt by Tolkien to create some of that missing heritage. After a few word tricks, the philological acrobatics of which Tolkien was a master, we see the Farmer Giles of Ham is really a story about ancient England's throwing off of the Roman Empire and establishing itself independently. Tolkien even tosses in an explanation for the word Thames and why it is pronounced Thames instead of Thames. Tolkien fans will likely find these stories interesting simply because they are Tolkien material. Readers new to Tolkien might be tempted by the shortness of the books to pick them up as a first introduction to Tolkien, but that would be a mistake. They are in no way a representation of the master storyteller's use of the craft. I believe that Tolkien may have intended one or both of these stories to be a follow-on to his book, The Hobbit. Either one of them could have become a full-length book in that same vein and would have taken quite a bit of reworking.
When I see your sunlit eyes, it turns my laughter into stone.
Oh. vapeur des chambres mêlées à celle de l'encens et le jour qui pointe avec hésitation. Thank you.
You just heard music by The Clientele, An Hour Before the Light, and the group called Tangerine with Meditations. This is Green Man Took and DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening to The Voice of Middle-earth, where we consider all things Tolkien, Tolkien-related, along with musings about history, culture, spirituality, the archetypes, and deep ecology. This is season 2 of The Voice of Middle-earth. There will be more programs forthcoming.